everybody, and welcome to a special Monday night music special here on Artists First. This band tonight, hailing from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. It's got some hard rock and riffs, and let's not waste any time. We got Brandon and Bridget from the band Siva Addiction on the line. How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's
pretty
up?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. So go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves.
Well, band's name is Siva Addiction. We've been around as this lineup since 2009, and we just released a brand new album. It's our sophomore album called Bad Decisions, and we're out on the road actually touring right now with Saliva, 12 Stones, and Royal Bliss.
Wow.
And we'll be out with them until the end of May.
It's pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting. Actually, right now, I'm sitting on the side of the road in this Saliva bus because we had a blowout.
Oh, wow.
On our way to Lexington, Kentucky.
That's amazing. Where are you guys headed to play there in Lexington?
Is it Buster's, I believe?
Very cool.
I believe so.
Very cool. Well, I'd like to ask you an obvious thing. What is Siva Addiction? What does it mean?
Siva is Sanskrit for one who is destined for success.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
You guys had a first record. What was the name of the first record?
First record was called Artifice.
Nice, nice. Now, I understand that you were a country singer before all this.
I was. Did country music for several years. I only released one album and toured with that. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot. But ultimately, I really wanted to find that camaraderie with a band. And typically in country music, you have studio musicians and touring musicians, and that's what I was.
Right.
I was combating, and I wanted someone that I wanted a band that would write with me and share in the common goal of wanting to be there for the right reasons instead of just wanting to be there for money.
Right, right. Not just playing a gig and getting paid.
Right, right.
So how did y'all?
That's always nice.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there are complaints there, but still. How'd you guys meet?
We kind of met through the music scene in Oklahoma. I met Brandon because he was in another band at the time, and we just kind of through mutual acquaintances and word of mouth,
we collected
the other boys.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, you guys want to go ahead and play a cut off the record here?
For sure.
Yeah, do it.
All right, we're going to do Bad Decisions first. Got any comments on that song?
I don't have any comments on it.
We hope you make good bad decisions, I guess. I don't know.
It's pretty self-explanatory, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's play. It's Siva Addiction with Bad Addictions on the Artists First Radio Network.
You're crossing line today. Should I call?
Bad Decision by Steve Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network. So where can people find the CD at, guys?
They can pick it up on our website. It's siva-addiction.com. Or they can get it anywhere digital downloads are sold or at any of the live shows that we play.
And what's the website again?
Siva, SIVA-addiction.com.
Very cool. So you guys play quite a bit of live shows then, huh?
We do. We do. Like I said, we're out on the road right now with Saliva, 12 Stones, and Royal Bliss. And we're kind of trucking up the East Coast right now. We're eventually headed toward Northern Central, doing some dates in
we've got the shop.
Michigan, playing Michigan, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois,
Chicago.
Kansas. Yeah.
Oh, you're not making it to Ohio this time, huh?
We're not coming through Ohio this time, but kind of going all around it.
Yeah. Yeah, we get that a lot around here.
We'd love to come there, though.
I mean, yeah, Cleveland and Columbus have great music scenes.
Yeah,
and great clubs, so when you get a chance to, definitely check them out.
For sure.
So what's one of the best things that's happened to you guys live since you've been on the road?
Oh, I think the fan response to the new album is probably one of the best things. It's always exciting for us to be able to perform the new material and see how people react to it, and so far it's been extremely positive. We just get bombarded when we go to the merch booth at the end of the night and just love meeting the fans and hearing their thoughts and seeing how excited they are to shake hands and take pictures. And
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think they see us on the flyer and they're not really sure who we are, and they check it out and then they come to the live show, and it's like, it's just an experience that just makes it even better. So that's a plus for us, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I love the music. I mean, I love the hard stuff, but I really love melodic vocals that you can actually understand, which a lot of heavy music nowadays is missing. You know, you can't really understand most of it, you know. It's easier to get a point across when people know what you're saying.
I try to enunciate what I'm singing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, so it's nice to see that. Well, what's one of the worst live experiences you all have had?
Probably the bus breaking down.
Yeah.
2 days into this run, we've dropped our muffler.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
We had actually a tour bus driver pull over and help us find a shop, and got it in and got it fixed a couple hours later, and had a good day and hung out with the guys in their shop, and it was kind of a good and a bad experience.
Right. Did you get delayed on any shows on that little mishap?
No, because that was we're heading out. We're heading out to our first show, and it happened before we even got there.
Wow. Hopefully that doesn't set a tone for the rest of the tour, but
we're doing good now. I think we had three little things that happened. We're 30 miles out of Oklahoma City and had a flat tire on the trailer, so we had that, the muffler, and I think there was one other little thing. So I guess things come in three, so hopefully we got everything out of the way. It's going to happen bad.
Well, you guys want to go ahead and spin the next track? It's going to be Hit Me. Have any comments on that one?
Hit Me's about a woman who has been scorned by a dude that didn't treat her very nicely.
All right, well, let's play it. This is Hit Me by Siva Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network.
Didn't know the fire stole your stars.
That was Hit Me by Siva Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network. Very good song, guys.
Thank you.
My favorite one to play live.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really like the little gunshot in there and the laughing. Really
yeah, when we play it live, we pipe in the gunshot, so it comes out over the PA. It's really loud.
Oh, nice.
Gunshot blast. It's always fun.
You have a little drum trigger for that one or something?
Yeah. It's actually on a track loop that we have running.
Cool. Well, who is managing you guys currently?
One more time. Sorry, cut out.
Who's managing you guys currently?
Paul Crosby from Saliva.
Very cool.
He's taking us under his wing and giving his expert knowledge and hand that he's had in the music business and trying to work with us and sculpt a little, hopefully a good project that will turn out good for us.
Great. Well, who produced this record and where did you guys record at?
Bad Decisions was recorded at Barcode Studios in Oklahoma City, and it's produced by Cody Hansen from Hinder and Marshall Dutton from Faction.
Very cool. You guys seem to have nice contacts out there in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, we run
in good circles.
And off the air there a little bit, Brandon was telling me about some remixes that are going to be coming up.
Yeah, Kid Rock's producer, Al Sutton, out of Detroit, has taken a shining to us and took a couple of the tracks from Bad Decisions and wanted to put a little bit of Detroit magic on it for us. So we'll see how that works out for us. He sent us a couple of them, and they've already been phenomenal. So I'm excited to hear the rest of them for sure.
Great. I mean, it's always nice to get that fresh ear on something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the next song we're going to play is One Night Radio Rodeo, and that's the single, correct?
That's the current single, yeah, and we've got a video out for it.
Awesome. Where can they find videos on YouTube?
Yep, they can get it on our website and YouTube both.
All right, well, you guys want to go ahead and spin it?
For sure, let's do it.
All right. Well, here is One Night Rodeo by Siva Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network.
Headed straight for the front row. Your eyes are waste.
That was One Night Rodeo by Siva Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network. So let's talk a little bit about your guys' fans.
About our fans?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to say we have some of the greatest fans ever. They are so excited and ecstatic, and they feed us the energy that we need to put on the shows that we are proud to put on for them.
Right.
When the crowd's going nuts for us and screaming and yelling and right up in the front of the stage, you know, it just makes us do better, makes us perform better, and makes the overall experience just a hell of a lot more fun.
Right. Well, let's give a shout out to the other band members. We haven't talked about any of them yet.
Well, we got Andy Hopkins on lead guitar, Jesse Sloan on bass, and Vince Lindstrom on rhythm.
Nice. Now, as far as songwriting goes, do you guys all contribute? Does somebody bring a song in and you work on it together? Or how does that go down in Siva Addiction?
Usually Andy and Vince are the two main riff writers. They'll come up with something and they'll come to me and I'll give them a yay or nay if I think I can work with it as far as vocal style, melody.
Right.
And we kind of develop it from there. Every once in a while we'll get together and just have like a little jam session and write a song as a unit.
Very cool. And who would you cite for some of your vocal influences in your life concerning your background and what you're doing nowadays?
Vocal influences, I would say probably Chris Cornell, Trent Reznor. I really like the technical styles of writing that they both seem to implement. One of the differences in rock from country when it comes to vocal lyrics, more so than melody, but lyric content for country music, it was really literal. You can't really talk about anything that is ambiguous or
right.
You know, everything's very straightforward. You know, this happened and this happened and this happened.
No room for interpretation.
One of the main songs, a turning point for me, was Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun, and it was so ambiguous as to what it meant. You could have so many different meanings, and everyone you ask had a different idea of what they thought the song was about. And so I like that style of writing, and I've tried to incorporate some of that stuff, you know, saying things without saying them,
right,
if that makes sense.
Brandon, how about you? Who's influenced you drum-wise in your life?
Brandon? Did we lose him?
Uh-oh. We may have.
We might have lost them. They're traveling. I'm stuck on the side of the interstate.
So they're moving and you're sitting, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and play Take Me Home, and I'll see if I can't get a hold of him.
All right.
Sound good to you?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, this is Take Me Home by Siva Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network. That was Gone Away by Siva Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network. Brandon, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, right.
Going through these hills in Kentucky. You lost me.
Well, I was asking Bridget a little bit about her influences on her vocals, and I'd like to know the same with you on the drums.
Several different ones. Korn, Limp Bizkit, Seven Dust. Things like that.
Great. Well, what other plans do you guys have for the summer other than touring, obviously?
Lots and lots of touring.
as much as possible.
Yeah, that's pretty much the extent of our summer plan.
Yeah.
Right.
Promote the hell out of this album and try and visit as many cities and meet as many people as we can.
You guys selling lots of records, too?
We are. We do. We do really well at the live shows. We're moving lots of products.
Great. Well, Bridget, what influences your song lyric writing? Where do you go? How do you write? Take us through the process a little bit.
It's a different kind of process. Most of the time, I wait for the guys to bring some sort of idea to the table as far as a mood of a song. They'll give me a riff, and it'll inspire some sort of feeling, and then I'll take it from there, depending on what kind of emotion the music brings. And then sometimes I have ideas of, you know, a certain style of song that I'd like to write, and I'll sit down and start brainstorming, and sometimes I'll start the chorus or have an idea for, you know, just a one-line idea and develop a song around it. So you can't really, I wouldn't say you can pinpoint the creative process necessarily. It's all encompassing of just how it tends to happen from all aspects, whether it's from the guys or from my brain.
Right, right. Well, what do you guys see in your 5-year plan for SIBA Addiction? Where do you want to be as a band?
Taking over the world.
Turning a couple hundred days out of the year. Something like
playing
that.
Arenas.
Very nice.
Playing major festivals.
Yeah.
How's the scene down there in Oklahoma City when you are
it's
at
good.
Home?
We've got a strong metal scene, metal, rock, and as well as country in Oklahoma. So, we've got a pretty solid network down there. The one thing we are lacking are really good venues.
Right.
Like mid-size. We have giant venues and we have arenas, but we don't really have mid, you know, 2 to 6, 7, 800.
Yeah.
It's either 30 people or 3,000.
Right, right. No happy medium.
Right, right. Yeah, we have that problem around here, too. I mean, I'm in a band and we play as much as we can, but we have to go to Columbus or Cleveland or Pittsburgh. There's not really anywhere in our area, you know, other than here and there. So it's hard. It's hard, especially
right.
when you're from an area like that, you know. Let's go
but
ahead.
As far as the local scene, I think we've got a strong community of musicians and promoters and fans for sure.
Right. Well, I'm actually going to play Take Me Home now. Sorry about that. Any comments on that song?
Take Me Home is just about being out on the road and being away from the people that you love and just wanting to go back home sometime.
All right, well, let's play it. This is Take Me Home by SIBA Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network.
Yeah!
That was When It's Over by Siva Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network. You guys both there?
Yes.
Brandon? Nope. He's in Kentucky somewhere in the hills, and we keep losing him, so.
Yeah.
I guess it's just me and you.
I'm here.
So where can they find this beautiful record again, once again, Bridget?
They can get it at siva-addiction.com or anywhere digital downloads are sold. Amazon, iTunes, Napster, all those fun places, or any of the live shows that we have coming up. And there are a bunch of them.
Do you know any dates that you'd like to promote?
Let's see. Well, we're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky tomorrow.
If Brandon makes it
Mount
there.
Mount Clemens, Michigan, Traverse City, Michigan, Flint, Michigan's going to be fun on the 28th. We're playing the Machine Shop. Heard some really good things about that place.
Yeah, I've been up there. It's wonderful.
So we are very excited about that date. And then we head to Nebraska. We're doing some dates in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Kansas. Doing a hometown Tulsa, Oklahoma date on May 9th. And then we go to Memphis.
Cool. Where are you guys playing event? Memphis, do you know yet?
Newbies, a place called Newbies.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Well, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the song Freedom.
Well, we are heavily tied into the military through our family, as well as Jesse and Andy both are veterans from the Army National Guard. They were both in the 45th Infantry. And
give them my respects, please.
Served in Afghanistan and Iraq. So we have really strong ties to the military, and we felt like we wanted to write a song that conveyed how proud we are and would honor those that have sacrificed, the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we have.
Very, very cool. Well, let's go ahead and spin it. This is Freedom by Siva Addiction off the new record, Bad Decisions.
Yeah!
That was Freedom by Siva Addiction on the Artist First Radio Network. Are you still there, Bridget?
I'm here.
Having some technical difficulties today.
Yeah.
Well, once again, where can they find the music?
They can get it on our website at siva-addiction.com or anywhere digital downloads are sold.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to play two more songs, Get On Out and More Than a Memory. Do you have any comments on those songs?
More Than Memory was inspired by the HBO original series True Blood. So if anybody is familiar with that series, the song is actually about the love interest between Bill and Sookie, the two main characters.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you guys on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, no problem. And I'm sorry about losing Brandon so many times.
It's hard up here in the mountains.
Oh, I bet. Well, once again, you guys are on tour with Saliva, and what is the next date you're playing?
The next date is tomorrow, and we will be in Lexington, Kentucky. Let me find out what. At Bustard's Billiards and Backrooms.
Very cool, very cool. And don't forget to check out SivaAddiction.com, and don't forget to check out ArtistFirst.com, where you can find this interview and many others. Till the internet explodes or we're all dead. So once again, thank you for being with us this nice Ohio day, I guess. It's 40 degrees.
Thank you for having me.
So this is Siva Addiction, and this is Get On Out.
Oh, fingerprint upon the air. The darkness pervades my light. It scares me, but you feel right. I hate you so much sometimes.